Well, guys, summer's over.
Hooray!
Let's go take over all the gyms.
Hooray!
Let's go back to school.
Fuck no!
Give me more hours at work.
Hooray?
Yeah.
Less hours for me. Because, you know, our hours get cut in half.
All the time. Welcome to the Amazon, everybody.
Cue roll call.
We're live! Zenkai Gan!
Broadcast. Loading.
Connect.
Loyal A-Lab! Pinkcaster Lightred!
Equipment Wielder! Bluecaster, Cheetah's Azeal!
Explorer from the Unknown, Yellowcaster, Autogar!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger!
On air!
Alright.
So basically the gist of that opening bit is that teenagers took your gerbs.
Well, more or less, my job took my job.
Let's assume that makes sense and get into the show.
Yeah.
Lane, take us in.
So we are on episode 5, Eyes in the Dark. This was a shorter episode than normal. It was only like 28 minutes long.
Was it?
Yes.
What? Hold on.
Yeah, I looked at it and it was 28 minutes.
It did? Really?
29 minutes.
Yeah, 29 minutes.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And honestly, this was a subpar episode, in my opinion.
I thought it was okay.
Is every episode going to be like 29 minutes?
Let me check.
Well, no, for episode 1 was like 45 minutes.
Episode 6 is 34 minutes. Okay. Episode 7 is 29 minutes. Episode 8, 27 minutes. What's happening?
Yeah, like episode
the series is decaying.
What happened?
Decayed.
Like, did the episode...
The series itself is falling victim to the Amazon virus.
We lost 10 minutes?
Apparently.
Let me check what the finale is.
Oh, man.
The finale is 39 minutes, so there we go.
There we go.
Oh, okay. At least with the finale...
Phew! They get out! spoilers, they win.
Wait, who wins?
They.
Who's they?
You'll find out!
What the hell's a aluminum falcon?
So most of this episode was really just about Haruka thinking to himself, I don't belong anywhere!
I thought
I was human!
He also,
not really!
He was also like, yesterday, I killed all those people.
And what a
rush!
Yeah, that was interesting.
Killed all those people, and I loved it!
I feel fantastic.
Jin is literally unconscious all episode.
What's great is, like, there's a scene where, like, he's, like, in a park or something like that, and then just at night or whatever, just thinking to himself, and all of a sudden, Nanha comes up to him, carry this and I'll give you food and rest. Okay?
I mean, like, it's not like she's doing much else.
And, like, she cooks some, like, chicken or something like that, and then, like, you just see him, like, starting to eat it and take a bite, and he just engulfs the entire fucking thing, and he's just downing.
Oh my god,
like,
this is what human food tastes like, I've forgotten.
Yeah, and he's just, like, downing food.
And that was, like, me on Saturday when my mom cooked me up, like, some potatoes and onions. I was like, oh, this tastes so good, I'm just gonna eat all of it.
You know what was hilarious? Just Mamu in the hospital. And the doctors?
We're not gonna give you needles today! You can do whatever the hell you want here!
We have presents!
And he's like,
there's cake and a squeaky toy!
And he's like, no.
Now, and at that part, that's when it hit me. Yeah, he's a kid.
Yeah, he's a fucking child.
The term is man-child.
Like me.
Not gonna argue that.
No, you are a completely different, like, level.
I'm a different tier of man-child.
Like, here's Mamoru right here. Mm-hmm. See the ceiling?
Yep.
That's you.
All right. I'm better than Mamoru. Awesome.
No, hashtag HNL.
HNL.
Ho.
Nada.
Lama. Brother. So, with Jin, he's just being analyzed and tested. Apparently...
Crikey.
Here's the interesting part. They don't know about the belt because they're like, send that thing for analysis... So they didn't make it.
That's
interesting.
But what's interesting is Director Leahy's more interested in Jin's cells, but Tachibana apparently is interested more in the belt because he wants to mass produce them so he can sell them as weapons.
Yeah, that's what we want, to give the monsters that we're hunting fucking rider belts.
Because it's not that the belt doesn't keep you in control of the...
It just makes you stronger.
It's a combat enhancer. Literally just makes you more powerful.
So you could...
Does it even work on humans?
So you could say access is a whole nother level.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hashtag exit.
You reach, like, into space for that one.
Yeah, so you can obviously tell, like Jin, he's very much in control of what he does. We have seen that Haruka, when he's Omega, he loses control.
And according to the episode preview, Jin apparently volunteered for this.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, I willingly wanted to become an Amazon. I'm like, oh, okay.
I need the manis. I needed the manis.
So, yeah, and then it goes to the extermination team. They're all just chilling out or whatever like that. And then Shido goes outside to, like, see Haruka, and he's like, go home. You don't need, like, the director lady said for you to go home.
You're
drunk. And we got an interesting bit of dialogue where I assumed that they wanted him around because he can help them, you know, kill the monsters. But
yeah.
Shido was apparently like, everyone else is here because they need money to survive. I don't know what your goals are, therefore I can't trust you.
Yeah,
so even though you're a fucking powerhouse, get out.
Mm-hmm. Go back to your mommy, yeah.
Is an interesting stance to take. I didn't expect that.
I didn't know that Haruko was apparently Director Lay's adopted son.
Yeah, the fact that he was adopted is new.
I was like, oh.
It took me 5 episodes to realize that.
Yeah, me too.
No, it took me 5 episodes to realize that we have a character named Hachibana.
Yep. It's Dr. Maki.
Just to keep...
Is that him?
Yeah, that was
Dr. Maki. No, the person she was talking to on the phone...
The director.
...mentioned Hachibana.
Dr. Maki's character said the director of
Hachibana. Yeah, which is fucking Mr. Hitchcock.
Okay.
Everybody wants to be Hachibana. Nobody can represent Hachibana better than Hachibana Tobin. And he's dead.
I think Garen's better.
So, anyways...
Garen was a piece of shit writer.
So, anyways, we get our combat scene of the episode, which is the bus in the tunnel.
Okay.
Oh.
First off, why... Like, I get it. Amazon's bike, whatever. Yeah, it's called, like, the jungler and stuff like that. Don't actually make it roar and have animals...
Okay.
Raider.
The jungler's Amazon.
Okay.
But yes, it fucking roars!
It makes a lot! It makes roars, it makes, like, those, like, stock footage, like, speed sounds. It's like, vroom! And I'm like, why? Yeah,
go!
Like, every time you
go!
Saw it, like, in a shot, it went, vroom! And I'm like,
it's like,
why? Why?
Reptile, lion noise.
There's some incongruencies!
Missing link, somewhere in between. A half lion breed. I mean, crikey.
Did you just say half lion, half lion?
What's hilarious is, like, the extermination team gets, like, a call from the pharmaceutical company, and they're like, oh, we got a signal that there's an Amazon. All right, let's mobilize. Go in the van. Oh, we lost it.
Whoops, sorry.
What the fuck?
Sorry, the Wi-Fi signal jumped.
Yeah. Hey, we lose it in a tunnel, and it's like, all right, let's go to the tunnel.
Sorry, that wasn't an Amazon. That was a Bulbasaur.
I want to talk about the tunnel scene quickly. The first time we saw it.
Oh, with the bus driver?
Yeah, me and Ichi.
Oh my god.
We were watching this. I'm like,
we saw the bus go into the tunnel.
And it's like, the bus driver's an Amazon. He's going to eat all those people. Go in, your phone goes off, in which...
The text noise I have currently is Danny Sexpang saying, nailed it! And immediately after, the bus drives out and everyone's dead. Whoa!
No, what's funny, when I was watching it by myself, literally... Like, the bus, they show the scene of the bus, and they're, like, they're really taking a long time with, like, showing the scene of this bus, and they show, like, the bus driver and everything. Even when they show the bus driver, I'm like, oh, something bad's gonna happen. And they're just going to tell him, like, oh, no.
Note to self.
He's thinking people gonna die.
I was expecting that bus to come out of the tunnel and just blood on the windows and everything.
You know what?
He cleans up!
Note to self. Don't trust Japanese drivers. They end up being monsters.
Yeah, I mean,
Kamen Rider the First.
There was an evil cab driver.
Kamen Rider Amazons. Oh, Kamen Rider Wizard. The bus driver was a phantom.
No one who drives a vehicle in Japan is legit, is the moral of these stories.
Yeah, no.
Heart jacked the vehicle, that counts.
We love you, Japan.
Can't trust Dark Drive either.
So, the Amazon that he fights at first... When we first saw it, I could have sworn it was a mosquito.
It looks like a mosquito.
No, I said bee. You said mosquito. You said for me to look it up. And I'm like, you're not going to believe this. And you're like, what is it? Butterfly.
Yeah, scarf.
Where do you get butterfly? It's a fucking mosquito, guys. It's a mosquito. That is a mosquito, not a butterfly.
Maybe it's like based off like the butterfly with the orange wings because it had like orange scarf.
Maybe,
or just wanted to be fabulous.
I don't know.
I liked how they like stopped the bus and then like I think my favorite member of the team, like just the really sarcastic dude.
Misaki?
Yeah, he just goes in and he's like, alright everyone, we have some problem with the bus, everyone get the fuck out, please, before you don't say anything, thank you!
Yeah, he's like their PR guy.
Yeah, he's just the one who just like lays it down of like, yeah, I gotta get these people out of here.
And then you have Haruka. Haruka?
Yeah.
Omega?
Yeah.
Basically, I liked what he did on his bike, even though like we couldn't take it seriously because of the roars.
Yeah!
But like, you see him riding it, jumps up, and then you can tell that it wasn't actually going when he jumped off the bike.
Mm-hmm.
But so he jumped off the bike, launched himself on the bus. He's like, surprise.
Oh, no. Before that happened, though, what I thought was real interesting was the setup of the fight, the scene in the tunnel where Haruka, on his bike, drives ahead and, like, cuts off the bus and, like, stops and confronts it. I thought that was a really nice scene.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can either fight them behind you, or I'm gonna kill you.
No, that's what I like. Like, the team just immediately just, like, went up to the bus, held in their guns, and, like, Haruka's just like, yeah, there's an Amazon there, and they're like, oh, fuck. And then they just look at the bus driver, like, not saying or doing, moving or anything, and they're like, oh, that's him. Move at, say something, asshole.
He's got a bracelet.
And then he's just, like, pissed off that he's like, guys are ruining everything.
And then somehow the fucking bus driver gets around the bike. I'm like, that's not that wide of a tunnel.
No.
That's bullshit.
Like, the bike, unless the bike's sentient, because it does roar.
It has not moved on its own once.
That's so silly.
What if the bike's an Amazon?
Oh my God. And then whatever the chick, like, goes home, notices Haruka's home, and she's like, oh, I got your magazine!
That was from earlier.
Yeah.
It's not important.
But what's funny
not
is, like,
important.
I'm just seeing, like, she's like, oh, something's different about him. I'm like, should have noticed because of his weird ass bike. Like,
yeah.
Who fuck has a bike?
Well,
like
she
that?
Did question, like, where'd you get that?
Internet.
I inherited the internet.
Yeah, and Harker's just like, I'm not staying here. Bye. And now apparently she's gonna go confront Director Lady.
But we did get an awesome scene. Like, again, the bus drives out of the tunnel, then Haruka follows it. He's like, he said Henshin or no, he
Amazon.
Says Amazon.
Yeah, he
like,
does. He does a riding Henshin.
Yeah,
that was great.
In which. It reminded me of the Kamen Rider Ichigo movie because
Takashi
Hongo at the end of the film does the exact same thing. He gets on the bike, rides off, and you hear like the classic music going, then just transforms into Ichigo. Just rides
I still love
off.
That chime that comes out of his belt. Just evolution.
But also when he demorphed this episode, or dehenshin, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Whichever one, take your pick. No, it. It's not like armor falling off. It looks like he actually transformed back.
Well, yeah, because these are biological forms, not technology.
Yeah, it's like how with Hibiki, like the Oni, that's their bodies.
Oh, speaking, you know what? Just to get off a tangent of Hibiki quickly, could you imagine if like Haruka transformed, like basically he was naked?
Oh, if he was naked after untransformed, like in Hibiki?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's like.
That would be.
You see Zanki show up as a ghost? Hey. Next time, just demorph your head. Huh? Looks right. Oh, shit. Naked. Even the.
No, yeah. That's why I liked it in the decade. In the Hibiki world in the decade. Like, they just had, like, people there with them. And so when they transformed, they had, like, covers and stuff and a set of clothes to give them afterwards.
It's like
so,
they had Kuroko, like, in Shinkenger.
Like, but halfway through Hibiki, they just said. Fuck it, that no longer happens. They don't turn naked.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk about Amazons, but sadly, there's nothing.
Well, yeah, for like being under 30 minutes?
Well,
like.
Let's talk about the fucking creepy ass caterpillar Amazon.
Oh, yeah, and it's like they defeat like the one butterfly Amazon. It's like, guys, this bracelet's blue. You told us to get the Amazon, right? No, it's still in the tunnel. Still in the shit, there was two of them.
So it turns out the butterfly one was delivering people to eat to the caterpillar one who was just squatting in the ceiling of the tunnel.
Yeah, cat.
And he was super creepy. Of course, Mizuki's cab pulls in that she takes to get to Nozama. Uh-oh. And Caterpie fucking...
Caterpie at level 80.
Yeah, he eats the dude, the cabbie.
Actually, have you ever seen, like, a Caterpie at level 80?
I'm sure someone's done it just for the lulz.
Someone has a level 100 Magikarp, probably.
I have a level 100 Mantine because I tried to evolve it into a Mantine. Until but I realized this... you need a Remoraid in your party for that to work.
Yeah.
This episode for me was okay. It still doesn't beat episode 4.
Honestly, at the end of this episode, like, I started to hear the theme song, of course. And I told AJ, I'm like, you know, I just want to binge watch the rest.
Mm-hmm. Although I thought the way they ended it was super intense, because it's like the caterpillar is staring down Mizuki about to cocoon her up and eat her, and you just hear Haruka on his bike just, Mizuki! And you can see right at the end, right before the clip cuts out, that he reaches the tunnel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah!
That just, no!
That was a really good way to end that episode, and I'm psyched to watch the next one.
And then there's Jin, and where it's like, yeah, just put him in another... Like,
yeah, they're moving
Jin. Room,
they're moving Jin to another facility.
And less, like, decrease his diet, because you like they want to see what will happen to him.
Well, yeah. He's not gonna eat anything anyways, because he only eats what he kills.
Mm-hmm.
So he's gonna be like, eh.
What if he kills them?
Maybe they're feeding him intravenously right now.
Maybe that's how they're gonna do it.
Anyways, I thought that was a pretty good episode.
Like, yeah, it was cool, but.
Especially after...
I'm sorry, my standards are lower.
Especially after what happened last episode. Because if you think of it, last episode was a two-parter. Like, episode 3 led into episode 4.
So and this is kind of a two-parter.
Yes, but in which it kind of flows. Where it's like, we don't need to have, like, high, like, really big action.
The show is great at being serial rather than episodic.
I love that they showed... two times, just like the flashback of just freaking Omega just spearing those three dudes. And I'm like, yeah, I never got tired of seeing that. Just seeing him pull it fucking out of the belts. And I'm like, yeah.
You know what? I can't really say this, but I will. Is Haruka and Jin like Mega Man, Proto Man?
I'd say X and Zero.
Like, kind of the same thing.
Like, they're allies.
X and Zero basically are Mega Man and Proto Man.
Okay. But no,
they're the
same
character.
They're allies, but. Like, they'll work together, but they have different ideas.
Proto Man, Zero, and Kamen Rider Amazon Alpha are both the red dude who are way older and way better at this, and both are teaching figures to the protagonist. So, yes!
Protagonist. Yeah, that. However,
now this episode is called Proto Zero Alpha.
Perfect.
Amazon Alpha's face on Proto Drive's body.
No, you just have Proto Man, Zero, and then Alpha in the middle.
Sure.
There you go.
Stuck in the middle with you again.
It's funny because I like Proto Man better than Mega Man.
Yeah.
So, next week, we resolve the thing with the caterpillar. We apparently get Jin's backstory where he tells us that he volunteered to become an Amazon.
Yep.
And the name of the episode is For What I Fight, because alphabet.
Yep.
Because...
What am I fighting for?
Oh, shit.
I nailed that one.
No, I just realized the title of the next episode, For What I Fight, What I Fight For. They pulled a fucking Yoda with this. For...
What I fight, I do.
Gar, they did it for the sake of keeping the letter continuity going.
Yes, I know.
But yes, that's pretty cool.
I still want to see what they're going to call episode, like, the Z episode. Because you're going to be like, fuck, what starts with Z?
It's going to be called Zone something.
Zone Fighters.
Something with Zone.
No. Zone of the Amazons.
Zone of the Amazons. There you go.
Zootopia. Just all the Amazons come out and then they, like, make a peace treaty. And stuff with the humans, and where they take over, like, half the city.
Yep.
No, wait, that would be more of, like, a District 9 kind of thing.
Anyways, this has been Enter the Amazons.
Episode 5.
We'll see you next week.
We're almost there.
We're not.
We got two more months to go.
That of Season 1.
Yeah, then we'll have Season 2.
Are we just going to wait till Season 2's over with? Then?
No, we'll do it while it's fucking coming out weekly.
Yeah, sure.
Anyways... Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening, and we'll hear you next week.
Bye.
Have a good day, everyone.